Today's show is brought to you by accidentally forgetting you ate wings smothered in Tabasco sauce and then rubbing your eyes. Ouch.
KHJ Los Angeles.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
You're listening to the radio.
Nice beaver.
Thank you. I just had it stuffed.
Let me help you with that.
That is so stupid.
Comedy is very subjective.
It's one of the reasons that I'm a winner.
You know what time it is?
It's morning.
What time?
Morning.
Oh, good morning.
TGIF, right, guys?
That's today?
No.
It's Tuesday.
Tuesday.
It's Tuesday morning. It's time for
your favorite
radio show.
Do you know who I'm talking about?
It's dark and dirty and has, like, those weirdos who work there.
Oh, that radio show.
They're my favorite.
No, I know what you like.
Turn it up.
Turn it up!
Come on. It's showtime.
It is.
The Mike Show. So happy you could join us right here, right now, on Radio 434, the Radio 434 apps, and Radio434.com. Also, on the Alexa, how in the heck do you get our live show and our feature channel on Alexa, you ask?
It's easier than you think.
You're begging me to tell you, aren't you?
I am.
Yeah. You enable the skill. You just do that one time. You say, Alexa, enable the Radio 434 skill. And she will. And then every time after that you want to listen, you just say, Alexa, play Radio 434. It's so easy. You can get our podcast on the Alexa as well. You just say, Alexa. And that's even easier.
It is.
Yeah, you say, Alexa, play the Mike Show VA podcast. And magic.
It's
magic.
Amazing.
Magic enters your ear holes. Yeah. Amongst other things, which we're going to tell you about.
Yeah.
We're going to tell you what some doctors found inside the ear holes of a patient.
Of patients.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's all coming up. You can search for our podcast. That's at the Mike Show VA. Well, that's the Facebook. But if you want to find the show on Apple or Spotify, Amazon Music, any of the places where you find your podcast, just search the Mike Show VA.
Yay.
Yep, that's it. And we're on the Facebook if you want to watch our show. That's at the Mike Show VA. Okay, so. Hi.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good.
Yeah.
So, what were you doing this weekend that you couldn't make it to Village Concert?
This weekend, we actually had a little family reunion at Terry's mother and father's place.
Oh, cool.
Well, she's got a bunch of cousins, and they were all there. It was a really nice time.
Okay, very, very nice.
Yeah.
I did, in fact, make it out to the Village Concert Series.
I heard it was really good.
It was really, really, really
good. Yeah, I hated
good.
To miss that.
Great, great artists. We got to see Stevie.
Yeah.
And that was a wonderful time.
Stevie.
Yep, Stevie. So that was really, really cool. Hung out with the kiddos on Sunday.
Did you go to the pool?
No, we did not. That was the one thing we did not do.
Yeah.
Was go to the pool. We have been to the pool. I've been to the pool now 3 times.
Yeah.
3 times in all the time that the pool's been open this summer, because I've been so damn busy.
I mean, it's been open, what, 2 weeks?
But still,
three times is not much.
Yeah, ordinarily.
Yeah, you'd normally go a lot more often.
Yeah, you know, at least 3 or 4 times a week.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, but no, I have not had much time. But we went yesterday. And yesterday is the day that that you know, like the grill room is closed, and they don't have, you know, they don't have any service. They do have the lifeguards.
That's good,
but that's it. So you gotta bring your own food. You gotta bring your own beverages. And quite frankly, I'm gonna tell you.
Tell me what?
I loved it.
Well, it's probably less crowded on a Monday,
it was so much less crowded. There was nobody. Can I say there was nobody? There was nobody there,
huh.
Except for the lifeguards.
And there was a really nice day.
And one other family was there.
Huh.
And so, you know, so we went. We packed our own cooler.
Yeah.
We had we had Pizza Hut delivered for dinner.
Nice.
And we just made a night of it. I got Maddie out of camp at 3:30.
Yeah.
And we zippied on up, and we had a nice pool evening.
That sounds lovely.
Yeah, it was fantastic.
Yeah.
So
Well, good for you.
Thank you. Today on the program, of course, we've got your five random facts. We've got your top list. We're going to tell you what doctors found inside the ear holes of some patients.
That'll be so interesting.
And then we've got our top list. I can't tell you what that is yet. Bill helped write it. In addition to that, we've got...
I helped write it?
Well, okay, you wrote it. You literally wrote top list.
Thank you.
Bill wrote top list today.
I want 100% of the blame.
Yeah. we also have the folks from CASA of Central Virginia. They're going to be joining us. Is Megan, I believe she's out of town?
Oh, is she?
I think so. Huh. And we won't be able to, because if we've got in-studio guests... They wouldn't be able to hear her. She wouldn't be able to hear them.
Yeah.
So
they're kind of on their own.
Yeah, I think so.
But Kelly's great. She can handle.
I think they're fine.
Yeah.
So we've got CASA coming in, along with the folks from the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation and Share Greater Lynchburg. That's somebody emailing me to say that hey, they're at the door. So we'll let them in.
We shall.
That's all coming up. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by Centra Health.
This is a care team at Centra.
Hello.
A team of experts who partner with you.
Hey, Jackie, how are you?
A doctor oversees your care.
The team will take great care of you.
An advanced practice provider is there for routine and sick visits.
All right, I'll get that prescription called in for you.
Thank you.
And an RN leads your nursing team.
Your numbers are looking great.
Getting you the personalized care you need.
And that takes a team.
Count on Centra because it's your life.
We help you live it.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing community. Three Roads Brewery.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their Factory Direct Warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF!
And now it's time for another episode of A Few Seconds Inside a Man's Head.
Oh, I should really have this mole looked at. Used to be round, now it's kind of the shape of Snoopy's head. I guess I could make a doctor's appointment for Friday. I got the day off. Oh, but I was going to play basketball with the guys on Friday. I don't want to let the guys down. Basketball it is.
And that was another episode of A Few Seconds Inside a Man's Head.
Yeah, but what if he had something in his ear?
Yeah, well, yeah, you should get that checked.
Yeah, I mean, would you either play basketball with the guys or... go get something in your ear looked at.
Yeah, basketball.
Okay, me too.
Yeah.
So doctors found something.
Wait. Let me find the. All the sound effects are messed up.
Yeah.
I can't find anything.
You looking for the kidney transplant one?
That one might work. But I was looking for the bite.
Oh yeah.
I think the bite is now.
I think the bite's been replaced with something.
Oh, here. The chomp is gone?
Yeah, let me clear it out, and I'll just put the bite. Now I got it.
Okay, take two. So doctors found something nesting inside a patient's ear.
Ew. Yeah, there it goes.
A doctor in Vietnam said a patient's ear pain was caused by...
God.
a tiny spider.
Oh, no.
Living inside her ear.
No.
The doctor was able to use a small light to lure the arachnid out of the woman's ear canal.
No.
It wasn't just like inside the ear, it was like deep
down in.
Deep inside.
Yeah.
Living in there. And so, yeah, so the doctor was able to.
Now no one will sleep for a week.
Or everyone will sleep with AirPods in.
Yeah.
So anyway. So with that, we have our top list.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Our top list today is, what is it? Oh, top other things doctors may find inside one's ear.
Okay.
Or inside the body in general.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Here we go. Here's got the thing. All right, here we go. Number one, Jimmy Hoffa. Top other things doctors may find inside a person. Amelia Earhart's plane.
Well, yeah, you never know.
Top other things, it's our top list today, that doctors may find inside a person if they really looked. Did I say the Loch Ness Monster?
You did not.
There was just a story. They had this big, huge Loch Ness thing in Scotland, where... Yeah,
it's not Scottish, it's crap.
It was the biggest search for Nessie that they've ever conducted. There were hundreds and hundreds of people combing the loch, and they didn't find anything.
They didn't find her?
Nope, didn't find anything. Top other things doctors may find inside the body. We're skipping the abominable snowman.
Yeah.
Okay. Top other things doctors may find inside a human body. Vladimir Putin's conscience.
It's got to be somewhere.
Yeah, it's got to be. And top other things doctors may find inside the human body. Roseanne Barr's talent. There we go.
Hard to find.
The Mike Show. Coming up, we got some news that we're going to pass along to you. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
This is Jackie.
Hi.
Jackie is feeling really good.
I sure am.
Tell everybody why, Jackie.
Well, because I've got my own care team at Centra.
You sure do.
Yep, I've got my doctor.
Leading your team.
My advanced practice provider.
Who's there if you're sick or for yearly visits.
And my registered nurse.
Leads your nursing team.
At Centra, I'm getting personal care from a team of experts.
No wonder you're feeling good.
Really good.
To learn how Centra can help you, like they're helping Jackie, go to CentraHealth.com.
You gotta love the juice at Jersey Mike's. That zing of real red wine vinegar and olive oil blend is even better than the zing of a first kiss. No offense to Brenda DeMarche. It was a fine first smooch for me behind the bleachers. But there's nothing like when that zing of the juice hits your lips for the very first time. Years later, Brenda and I shared a Jersey Mike's sub with extra juice. We had a better time because neither of us had braces.
Add a flavor zing with the juice. Jersey Mike's. A sub above.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafters Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry shops, Stonecrafters' incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF.
These are funny headlines not in the news. Iraqi head seeks arms. Police begin campaign to run down jaywalkers. Enraged cow hurts farmer with axe. And farmer Bill dies in house. This has been funny headlines not in the news.
You know, inflection is everything, I think. And you know, I mean, AI needs to learn pacing, too, a little bit. But anyway. Oh, hi there. It is the Mike Show. It's what is today? Tuesday already. Oh, man. Okay. The Tuesday edition of the program. So darn happy you could join us. Let's see what's going on in the news. A Kansas zoo was temporarily evacuated when a Syrian brown bear.
I said a Syrian brown bear.
Tried to escape.
Nice beaver.
Thank you. I just had it stuffed.
Let me help you with that.
It apparently decided zoo life had become unbearable and attempted to tunnel out of her enclosure. The City of Independence said in a Facebook post that visitors were ushered out of the Ralph Mitchell Zoo when the bear, one of three sisters in the enclosure, attempted her unsuccessful escape on Sunday. Officials wrote the incident was resolved within 10 minutes, and the Independence Police Department was notified. The three bears will be kept off exhibit for a few days while zookeepers work on reinforcing the enclosure, the post said. Let's see. What else? Three young boys out for a hike in North Dakota noticed something sticking out of the ground and were shocked to find that they had discovered a T-Rex fossil. I said a T-Rex fossil. Jessen and Liam Fisher, ages 10 and 7, were out hiking on North Dakota Bureau of Land Management land in the Badlands near Marmarth, with their cousins, Caden, who was 9, and their dad, Sam Fisher, when the family spotted an unusual object sticking out of the ground. It was, they contacted Tyler Lyson, Sam Fisher's high school classmate, and now the curator of paleontology for the Denver Museum of Science, and helped identify what they found during their hike. Lyson and his paleontology team accompanied the family on a return trip to the scene and determined the boys had found a juvenile Tyrannosaurus fossil. And then finally, obesity is now so common that over 40% of the world is overweight. Thanks, Taco Bell. All right. Coming up, we're going to get smarter with your five random facts. That's all on the way. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by Jersey Mike Subs.
At Jersey Mike's, they slice your order fresh right in front of you. And let me tell you, watching that can send a rush of emotions through a person. Excitement, impatience, baby-like wonder, indecisive, anticipatory chewing, nervous pacing, happy claps, and finally, jealousy, because that's this guy's sub. I should order one. Good idea.
Sliced right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing community. Three Roads Brewery.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their Factory Direct Warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF!
And now it's time for...
Five!
Random
facts.
Yep, that time of the day. We cram your head full of usable information, and you can tell it back wherever the heck you happen to be. We don't know where you go or what you do, and quite frankly, it's... really none of our business. But if you say any of these five random facts back, someone in the room is bound to say,
wow.
Maybe, I don't know. Here, let me fix this. Does that fix it? Ah, there we go. A little bit more straight. All right, here we go. Number one, the world's oldest wooden wheel has been around for more than 5,000 years. Number two, dead skin cells are main ingredient and household dust.
I think I may need a kidney transplant.
Maybe. Number three. Sudan has more pyramids than any country in the world. Number four. The bumblebee bat is the world's smallest mammal. It weighs in at just 0.05 to 0.07 ounces and a length of 1.14 to 1.29 inches. Wingspan, 5.1 to 5.7 inches. The bumblebee bat. And then number five. The circulatory system is more than 60,000 miles long. Yikes. And those are your five random facts. It is the Mike Show. It's the Tuesday edition of the program. Coming up a little bit later on, we're gonna get stupid with your stupid criminals in the news.
This has been today's edition of
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Random. Yep. All right. And we got a good news story for you, and we'll share that as well. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by Centra Health.
This is a care team at Centra.
Hello.
A team of experts who partner with you.
Hey, Jackie, how are you?
A doctor oversees your care.
The team will take great care of you.
An advanced practice provider is there for routine and sick visits.
All right, I'll get that prescription called in for you.
Thank you.
And an RN leads your nursing team.
Your numbers are looking great.
Getting you the personalized care you need.
And that takes a team.
Count on Centra because it's your life.
And we help you live it.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods in our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
There's nothing like holding a freshly grilled Jersey Mike's cheesesteak. It's even better than holding a winning $1 million lottery ticket. For starters, Uncle Sam takes half. Then you buy some useless stuff, like a tiny suit of armor for your cat. And before you know it, your sister's cousins and Uncle Frankie come knocking on your door for handouts. Bing, bang, boom, you're back to zero. So if you want to play a winning number, order a number 17 Mike's Famous Philly. Freshly grilled right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF.
It is the Mike Show. It's the Tuesday edition. You know, when Megan's away,
the mice will play.
Yes, they will. So if we could have recorded what just transpired.
Let's not.
off camera, behind the scenes, we could make a fortune. I think we could make a fortune if we just had a camera and microphone that was always on, but you had to subscribe to it.
Yeah, like okay? The Truman Show.
Yes, but you had you have to subscribe to it, and that's the way you get the behind the scenes
over 18.
Well, yeah, I mean it might be on our OnlyFans page. I'm not exactly sure.
All right.
But that's not why we're here.
No, it isn't.
We are here to talk about Share Greater Lynchburg, the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation, and a bunch of partners that do great work. That's why we're here. Mm-hmm. And so, Anna.
Yeah.
Hi.
Hi.
You're our new Megan.
I am.
Hi.
Yeah.
So you're not enforcing any rules.
Nope. No rules.
All right. Not quite as bad as when the kids go to grandma's.
Yeah.
But I mean, you know, yeah. I mean, there's little supervision going on here. Bill's off the rails. I'm just going to say that.
Looks fabulous. He has a nice new shirt on.
He does have a nice new shirt.
He has a nice new shirt. I wish you were on camera so everybody
could
see it.
Only two wrinkles.
Now,
they're not wrinkles. They're creases.
Okay, so what about his shoes?
Okay, here's what I'm going to say.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan of those shoes.
Really?
But I'm not a fan of those shoes in general.
Let me just say.
But here's what I'm going to say. Bill is my number one shoe wearer anywhere ever. So he gets a pass.
I will agree with that.
Well, I didn't know
statement.
You were coming. I would have worn nice worn his shoes. Best. I was lazy today.
Yeah.
Here's mine.
Yeah, no, you guys.
They're wonderful.
Kelly has great shoe game.
Fabulous. All right, but again, not why we're here.
again,
Anna, who are our guests? And let's introduce everybody.
Today, we're here with the lovely ladies of CASA, and they're going to tell us a little bit about what they do and some fun events that they have coming up.
All right. So, yeah. Kelly, welcome.
Thank you. Kelly and Katie.
And I'm also here.
I was going to say.
Oh, there's Katie.
No.
I had her in my pocket.
Yeah.
I was pulling
her out.
I was going to say, Kelly, welcome.
Thank you.
Katie, welcome.
Thank you.
Fair.
Good Lord. it was a pause.
No. It was very dramatic.
And I was going to introduce each individually.
Yeah, that's
Thank you very much.
Good stuff. Now, for those who do not know, tell us what CASA does.
Sure. So CASA stands for Court Appointed Special Advocates, and we recruit, train, and support volunteers who advocate for children who have been abused or neglected, who are going through the court system. Our volunteers are the eyes and the ears of the judge, and they advocate for that child's best interest from the beginning to the end until they're able to go back home safely or be placed into a safe and permanent home. Our volunteers are the one consistent presence in that child's life throughout the length of the court system, and we always need more volunteers.
About how many kids have you helped this year? And then we'll talk about waiting lists.
Sure. So last year we served 221 children.
Wow.
So right now we have 77 children on our waiting list.
Yikes.
Most of those children are in Appomattox, Bedford, and Lynchburg. So, okay. Like I said, we're always looking for more volunteers and happy to share with you anytime.
And I think it's important to note that those 221 children would not have had anybody there really in their corner without CASA.
Yeah.
It's
their best interest.
It's so important that they get that sort of representation and care. And it's an amazing organization.
Absolutely.
Without CASA, I think a lot of those children would still probably be in foster care.
Absolutely.
Wow. Now, what does it take to become a CASA volunteer?
Yeah, so the first thing that you do is attend an information session. All of our volunteers are required to do that. They're led by me. They last about an hour, and we just kind of go over the history of CASA, what it looks like to be a CASA volunteer, what kind of skill sets that we look for, and the process, because you attend that information session, you submit an application, and then you go through some interviews with us, and then you attend about a 40-hour training that lasts over the course of 8 weeks, so one evening a week for 8 weeks, and then you are inducted by a judge, and then you're ready to serve your first case. And I will say that Anna's mom is one of our CASA volunteers in Bedford, so she did all of those things,
and
I was in all of her classes, and she was a lot of fun.
Well, that's fantastic.
Yes.
Who makes the ideal volunteer? Who typically are you looking for? Do you have to have a law enforcement or legal background?
Yeah, that's a great question. You do not have to have any law enforcement background, no background in social work. You know, as long as you have the available time and the passion to do this work, then you would make a great CASA volunteer. And also, you know, a lot of people will say, this is too hard. I couldn't do this. And one of our volunteers in Bedford once, she told me that her friends would say that to her, like, I don't know how you do this. It's too hard.
Yeah.
And she always told them what these children go through is hard. And if I can come along beside them and help it be a little bit easier, then that's what I'm happy to do.
That's tremendous.
Yes.
About how many volunteers do you need or are you looking for that could really help out and chip away at that waiting list?
So we have a fall training class that begins in August. So our application deadline is July the 22nd. So we're hoping to fill that training class with, 15 to 20 people. And that would make an enormous dent in that waiting list.
That's tremendous. You can learn more if you visit ShareGreaterLynchburg.org and you type in CASA of Central Virginia, and then you can tell us where directly folks can learn more and how they can register.
Sure. It's at cvcasa.org.
Okay.
And you just click on upcoming events, and all of our information sessions are listed there, and you can register. We try to do them at different times of day in different locations so that it's convenient for just about anyone.
Okay. We saw a big uptick right after the pandemic of CASA cases. Has that leveled off? Has it gone down? Has it gone up?
I would say it is about the same. Like you said, it definitely went up. We knew that it was still happening, but it wasn't getting reported due to teachers not seeing these children. And I think that we have seen an uptick in it, and I think we have seen more severity, unfortunately.
Wow. That's very, very sad. But folks, if you would like to learn more about becoming a CASA, visit their website, and it's so worthwhile. If that is not necessarily in your wheelhouse, or you don't have the time, but you still would like to donate your time and volunteer, what other opportunities do you have?
So we have another volunteer opportunity called CASA Sidekicks.
Okay.
Basically, we're asking you for about an hour each month, and it's for different things like community events, maybe planting our pinwheel garden, helping with mailings, different things like that. So we give you different opportunities each month. If you're able to help out, then we appreciate that. Okay. So it's another way you can be involved. You're just not directly with the children.
Right. You've got some events and things coming up.
Yes,
let's talk about that.
Yeah, so September 18th is our fifth annual For the Kids golf tournament. It's totally sold out. We have a wait list on our website.
Bill. Bill's at the top of the wait list.
I'm Bill in my pocket.
I got this.
We're going to get Bill in. It's fine.
Okay, all right. That's fine.
But we do still have sponsorships.
No,
yes,
no preferential treatment or anything for Bill.
Quiet.
Always.
So anyway.
Yes, we have sponsorships for that event ranging from $250 to $1,500. So definitely email me or Kelly. Give you that contact info at the end, I'm sure. And you can let us know if you're interested. And as Mike's audience knows, we are definitely gearing up for the superhero run again this year. It falls on November 2nd. And our theme is heroes versus villains.
Nice.
Ooh.
All right.
Yes.
So preparations are all underway. You basically start that the day after.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Honestly.
So are there any big changes to this year's race, or do we have to just wait and find out?
Well, we are in very early days of planning, but I think we are hoping for a lot more decor, a lot more tent setups that have activities. So hopefully the festival area will be even better than last year for people that maybe don't care about racing as much. They can still come and have a good time.
The costumes are amazing. I mean, every year it's so fun just to come and see what everybody's wearing.
It is.
My wife went one year as Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Yes, she did.
That was her hero.
I had my Mr. Incredibles costume for years and years and years. And then Todd sold the radio station.
Yeah.
And the guy bought the van, and no one told anyone that this was happening, and the guy drove off
with your costume,
with the van,
with Mr. Incredible
in the van, and he said, "Oh yeah, I'll bring it back." No, he never did.
Never did.
So I never got my Mr. Incredible's costume. Right. So
talk about your villain.
Tell me about it. Exactly. Exactly.
That guy should come to the race.
Well,
what are you going to be this year?
I have no idea. I mean,
hero or villain?
Yeah. Well, definitely the hero.
Definitely.
I mean,
really, you?
Oh yes.
Okay.
Come on, Bill. Good Lord.
We've actually asked a lot of people
of
which team they'll choose, because we hope when people sign up they can choose hero or villain.
Really?
And a lot of people have said villain.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Villain's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tab went to for Halloween. We did a Cruella de Vil 101 Dalmatians thing, and the kids were dressed up as Dalmatians. She was Cruella. And I was one of her henchmen.
That's
basically
a good one.
Yeah. So I guess technically I was a villain for that. But
nice.
Anyway.
Well, if you see our postcard, one of our board members is dressed as Maleficent, and it's incredible. She made the costume herself.
Nice.
And it's amazing. Yes.
Tab also went as that one.
Oh, I love Maleficent.
Oh, wow.
So she's my fave.
There's a whole theme going on here.
Yeah.
I think.
No,
Katie
great.
And I are coming just in regular clothes, and people are going to guess if we're a hero or a villain.
You're both my heroes.
Okay. All right. Well, yeah.
I'm like,
And
hearts of flutter.
I was gonna say that, but Bill beat me to it.
All right,
hearts of flutter.
Hearts of fluttering.
So, how are things at Share and the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation?
Good. We've been working really hard these past few weeks. We have a lot of events coming up, and we're just getting those ready to go. Yeah.
Okay.
And you guys are getting ready to announce your grant awards very soon.
Yes.
And the Century Fund will be announced very soon.
They have a board meeting today to finalize those winners, and then that will be announced, I think, tonight. Yeah.
Yeah, probably real soon.
Yeah.
That's always exciting.
Mm-hmm. And Bill, tell us about the Century Fund.
The Century Fund was started, I guess, 5 or 6 years ago now. And I used to be at the foundation, and one of the things we decided was we wanted to be able to make one really large grant. Typically, our grants run between a couple $1,000s to up to maybe $20,000 at the most. But this is a $100,000 grant that we've given for about the last 5 years, once a year. And we wanted it to be transformative, and I think it has been.
Absolutely.
So, yeah. So that's a big thing, and that'll be exciting to find out what that's about.
Now, who were some of the past recipients?
Camp Kumbaya, the James River Association, Beacon of Hope, several really notable.
Lynchburg Grows won last year.
That's tremendous.
So, yeah, really worthy organizations. And, I say we. I'm not there anymore. I retired, but the foundation always tries to spread it around and make sure that it's something that's going to make a big difference to an organization.
Absolutely.
So we're very proud of that.
Well, if you'd like to learn more about any of the funds that the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation gives out or awards, visit lynchburgfoundation.org. If you'd like to learn more about Share Greater Lynchburg, visit ShareGreaterLynchburg.org. The platform, 176 nonprofit organizations are represented on the platform. Not only can you find a nonprofit organization that you'd like to work with, you'd like to make a, you'd like to become a volunteer, make a donation, attend events. You can even shop for that organization right on ShareGreaterLynchburg.org. It's just a tremendous platform.
Yeah. Yeah,
and Megan does just a fantastic job. Y'all do a great job with your organizations and everything that you do. Well, thank you.
Yes, thank you. We are very grateful for Share Greater Lynchburg as well, because it has been instrumental for us getting volunteers and really bringing awareness and attending their events. So yeah, so we're very grateful for them as well.
And I didn't mention upcoming events that Share Greater Lynchburg does. If you, there are a bunch of lunch and learn opportunities. If you want to volunteer, even at the board level, you can do that, and you can learn about different opportunities that are on the platform. So visit that. Did we get everything? Did we cover everything today?
If we didn't, I don't know what it would be. I mean, we've done a lot.
We've done a lot of work in a little bit of time.
I think we have. Okay, let's go to the pool. It is the Mike Show. It's the Tuesday edition of the program. Coming up a little bit later on, we are going to give you some nuggets of information, 5 random facts. It's all on the way. Stay tuned.
Hi, I'm Megan Huffman with Share Greater Lynchburg. Share is an online platform that helps neighbors discover ways to support, serve, or shop for over 150 local area nonprofits all in one place, 365 days a year. You can learn more at ShareGreaterLynchburg.org.
This is Jackie.
Hi.
Jackie is feeling really good.
I sure am.
Tell everybody why, Jackie.
Well, because I've got my own care team at Centrum.
You sure do.
Yep. I've got my doctor.
Leading your team.
My advanced practice provider.
Who's there if you're sick or for yearly visits.
And my registered nurse.
Leads your nursing team.
At Centrum, I'm getting personal care from a team of experts.
No wonder you're feeling good.
Really good.
To learn how Centra can help you, like they're helping Jackie, go to CentraHealth.com.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their Factory Direct Warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at StonecraftersVA.com.
KHF!
All right, time once again for Stupid Criminals in the News. For most people, prison would be something you'd escape from and never look back if you ever found yourself in that predicament. But for these Texas prisoners, they just needed their creature comforts before coming right back. According to Dallas News, an inmate who was locked up in a federal facility in Beaumont snuck out
only to get booze, tobacco, snacks, and food to bring back with him. You know, since you know the food in prison is probably really bad. And it isn't just this one incident either. Inmates have apparently been using the back door to skip out to land nearby, picking up contraband left behind for them and coming right back. Sheriff's Deputy Marcus McClellan recently told the Beaumont Enterprise that inmates have been essentially making up their own in-and-out privileges at the facility since day one. Sheriff's deputies in Jefferson County finally realized what was happening and laid in wait to watch it all go down around 5:45 p.m. this past Wednesday. A duffel bag was dropped off on the adjacent property, and around 7:30 p.m., 27-year-old Joshua Randall Hansen was observed leaving the prison to retrieve the bag. On Hansen's way back into the facility after picking it up, he was arrested. Once confiscated, the authorities said the duffel bag was full of alcohol, whiskey and brandy specifically, packages of tobacco, snacks, fruits, and plenty of home-cooked food. Hansen was already in the process of serving a little over 2 years for conspiring to distribute designer drugs, but now will likely do additional time as he faces escape and marijuana possession charges. There is good news in the world, and we like to share it during this particular segment, if I can find it. All right, here we go. A California woman stopped at a convenience store she had been visiting her entire life just to buy an energy drink and ended up winning $1 million. Alexandria Rodriguez of Whittier, California, told the lottery officials she stopped at Helen's Market on Santa Fe Springs, a store she's been visiting since riding her bike to the shop as a kid. She went there to buy an energy drink. While at the store, she decided to buy an extreme multiplier scratch-off ticket. It was catchy, she said. I liked the colors. And she said, I was like, eh, just give me that one, Rodriguez explained. What's interesting is she ended up picking her lucky numbers. The ticket, lucky number 22, turned out to be a $1 million winner. And that is the good news. The good news is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia.
Well, being on the board is an amazing experience because you get to find out a lot about the community and what the needs of the community are. United Way is in the business of changing lives.
43,669 of our neighbors cannot afford the basic costs of living. United Way programs were able to provide 99,500 meals to families.
I am the change.
Visit our website, Be the Change, and donate today.
All right, visit UnitedWayCV.org for more information. All right, well, that is it. That is the program. We are back tomorrow.
Goodbye.
Don't come back.
Now we're back tomorrow with another thrilling edition of The Mike Show. Have a great day, everybody.
Thanks for tuning our way. And if you're listening in your car right now, thanks for the ride.
Scotty, beam me up.
We'll see you here again tomorrow.
Who's going to do the dishes?